Thank you, devoted flock. Thank you. Thank you, my dear devoted followers.
Yep.
This week, we are going to continue from where we did last week, reading from the Holy Book of Mandel.
Sing it, Mandel.
And we're going to start with the parable about the lonely wife.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, parishioners. As we were speaking of last week, the lonely wife saved for years because she wanted one specific thing in her life. She wanted a Cinnabon in her mall.
Yeah. Pepperoni!
It didn't matter that she was diabetic.
No,
she wanted one Cinnabon.
Just one.
And she saved for years and years.
Save it.
Turn the page.
Sausage pizza!
So finally, she had the money she needed for that Cinnabon.
Get the money.
And she went to the mall. And as she was walking into the mall on crutches, she did not see the Porsche 950 blazing down the aisle and running over her.
No way.
And my fellow followers, the screams that she made on that first hit were nothing like the screams she made on that second hit when the car backed over her again.
Rosie O'Donnell!
But on the third hit, she made no noises because she was dead.
Yep.
And the moral of the story is, you can live a life that's true. You can live a life that's pure. But if you get in front of my Porsche, you're screwed.
Bob Saget!
Thank you. We will read more from this book next week. Now, every week I do pick out one cause, one follower in my flock to help to bail out of something with your hard-earned cash and donations.
Save him, Poink!
And here is the jar of cash and donations for this week. And this week, it goes out to a friend of mine that lives in Vegas. It turns out he had spent all of his wife's alimony money on a hooker. But he thought he would circumvent the law. He did. He thought he would kill the hooker and shove her in the trunk. But she did not die. And so this man here was arrested by the police and is now in custody awaiting trial for attempted murder. And he needs $10,000. So I ask to you, my flock, we shall raise $10,000 so I can go to Vegas and show him how you really kill a hooker.
Say it, Poink, say it.
Kill that bitch.
Say it.
No, not.
And just to prove that I don't suck, thank you. That's a bit whiffy.
It's clean.
Wow.
It's clean.
It's got a hint of hooker. So finally this week, as I always do, I'm going to pick one member of the audience, and with my divine powers, I shall heal them of whatever ailment has been keeping them down and oppressed by the masses. And this year, I am going to heal this person here I've never met.
I was healed last week.
I'm endangered. That's right. We are going to heal this godless sea cow, this communist, heartless vanity of his endangerment.
Make it happen, Pork!
And now, I shall use my heavenly powers of Mandel to heal this manatee. I see you're trying to summon the heavenly powers of Howie Mandel. I can help you with that.
Ah! You are healed!
Yes! Say it, sounds
how do you feel? Yeah, I feel empty.
Hallelujah!
Well, why? Because of the healing power of Mandel? No, I just beat. But you are no longer endangered. You are now the world's ugliest dolphin. Yay. Now go out and boink Flipper. Okay.
I need healing too.
Oh, well, come here.
My arms are all effed up.
Well, let me see if I can help you with that. Yeah.
That's how you kill
me. I'm healed. I'm healed. Thank you, Father.
Oh, my altar boy.
Ow.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Sing it, people. Sing.
Send me your money.
Send it to me.
Send me your cash.
Send me your change of dollars.
Send me your money.
Big bills, please.
Or I'm gonna kick your ass.
Kicking your ass.
And that's it this year. Week for the good word with Pointy Weasel.
It's the good
tune in next
word.
Week.
It's when the Jesus good word.
When we will be saving the world from herpes.
When it was.
I thank you,
when
and he's a good word.
Jesus. sing it, sister.
Dude,
I'll
screw you.
Happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
My arm is broken. Please, you gotta help me. You gotta help me. I'm trying to clean the kitchen and I cannot. Oh, no!
You have been watching The Good Word with Point T. Weasel.